talk of peaches. Even though I'm silent and I won't return your call, you leave messages for me. You talk of peaches, about tender little wet fruits, somehow steady as the moon, and the curious gossip of Italian villages, where you toured to hear that special poet, only to be heartbroken by a ballerina. I lay on my pillow, and I listen to the message. The drum of your words rise with a story, and the sound of your generous laughter, as you try to convince me that there are still voices of lovers who keep the fire smoldering, as you try to convince me not to give up. In a secret way, I write their names, but I won't admit to you that you've proved that the myth of flying horses is absolutely no shame.